News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. It will be a day of rumors, hectic parleys and no-holds-barred bargaining as parties and independent MLAs try to strike up deals today for forming the governments in Maharashtra and Haryana after the recent assembly polls. The BJP emerged as the single largest party in both states during yesterday's counting of votes, but its payoff was nowhere near the landslide wins predicted for it by most post-poll surveys. It may have to cede more ground to ally Shiv Sena in Maharashtra's power-sharing arrangement after falling well short of the majority mark by itself, while Haryana will test the inventiveness of Amit Shah and other party strategists with a fractured mandate and the Congress not far behind. To form the government in Maharashtra, the winning party or alliance needs to net a minimum of 145 constituencies out of a total 288, while the majority mark in Haryana is 46, with 90 seats in the assembly. Thursday belonged to two young Turks, Jananayak Janata Party's Dushyant Chautala in Haryana and Shiv Sena's Aditya Thackeray in Maharashtra, both emerging as kingmakers in their respective states after strong performances by their parties. "I will consult the people of Haryana before I take a decision on being part of a coalition," said 31-year-old Chautala amid reports of both the Congress and BJP reaching out to him for support. Talks of Aditya Thackeray getting the Maharashtra Chief Minister's position had been waved aside before the elections by incumbent Devendra Fadnavis when the BJP leader went on to say that he was unquestionably going to keep the post. But as it became clear on Thursday that the BJP was set for a below-par performance in the state and would have to rely on its long-time ally to retain power, the Shiv Sena grew more assertive. The party is also negotiating for a 50-50 power-sharing formula, dividing the five-year tenure of the government and occupying the chief minister's office for 2.5 years. The 50-50 formula was decided. Discussions should be held and then it should be determined that who would be the chief minister, said Shiv Sena chief Uddhav Thackeray at a press conference yesterday. He also congratulated his son Aditya on winning his debut election from the Worli Assembly constituency. Fadnavis, though, appears in no mood to give up his chair. "We are going to go ahead according to what has been decided between Shiv Sena and us. What has been decided is something which you will get to know when the time is right," he told the media moments after Uddhav Thackeray's press meet, while he also announced that 15 rebels would join the BJP and the party is in talks with others as well. The BJP may see both ML Khattar and Fadnavis return as chief ministers, but it would likely have to make compromises along the way and accommodate allies so they push the party over the majority mark. India and Saudi Arabia will sign a raft of key pacts to significantly ramp up ties in several key sectors, including oil and gas, renewable energy and civil aviation, during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's two-day visit to the Gulf nation beginning Monday. The major pacts to be signed include an agreement to launch an India-Saudi Arabia Strategic Partnership Council, an MOU to roll out RuPay Card, India's digital payment system, and a separate one on bringing coordination between e-migration systems of the two countries, Secretary of Economic Relations in the External Affairs Ministry, T.S. Thirumurthy said. Briefing reporters on Modi's visit, the official said both sides will also deliberate on further enhancing defense and security cooperation, adding the first naval exercise between the two nations will take place by the end of this year or early next year. Asked whether Modi will brief the Saudi leadership about India's decisions on Kashmir, he said Riyadh has shown understanding about recent developments in the valley. On cross-border terrorism, Thirumurthy said both India and Saudi Arabia have concerns over terrorism, which reflected in the joint statement issued after Crown Prince Salman's visit here in February. In Saudi capital Riyadh, the Prime Minister will meet Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud and hold delegation-level talks with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Modi will also deliver an address at the third edition of Saudi Arabia's Future Investment Initiative, an annual investment forum. The Saudi prince will host a banquet dinner for Modi on October 29. Thirumurthy said the two countries were also set to finalize and move ahead on the ambitious West Coast refinery project in Raigarh in Maharashtra, which will involve investments from Saudi oil giant Aramco, UAE's Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, and Indian public sector oil firms. To expand energy ties, the two countries are also set to sign an MOU for a joint venture between Indian Oil Middle East and with Saudi company Aljeri for downstream cooperation and setting up a fuel retail business in the Gulf country. Tirumurthy said India has invited Saudi Arabia to participate in India's strategic petroleum reserves and that New Delhi hopes to finalize an MOU for it during the Prime Minister's visit to the country. And Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said on Thursday the South American nation will drop its requirement that visiting Chinese and Indian tourists or business people obtain visas. Bolsonaro, a far-right politician, came to power at the beginning of the year and has made it a policy to reduce visa requirements from a number of developed countries. But the announcement, made during an official visit to China, is the first he has made expanding that policy to the developing world. Earlier this year, the Brazilian government ended visa requirements for tourists and business people from the United States, Canada, Japan, and Australia. Those countries, however, have not in return dropped their visa requirements for Brazilian citizens. And in cricket, Rohit Sharma will lead India for the 2020 internationals against Bangladesh at home next month, with regular captain Virat Kohli rested for the three-match series, the BCCI said on Thursday. Kohli will, however, return to lead the side against Bangladesh for the two tests starting from November 14, with the hosts eyeing their 12th consecutive test series victory at home. World's top-ranked side India retained the squad that whitewashed South Africa 3-0 at home recently. Kohli's men lead the points table for the recently launched World Test Championship, having scripted 5 wins in as many matches. Mahendra Singh Dhoni continued to be out of the 2020 squad, raising questions on the long-serving wicketkeeper's future in limited-overs cricket. There has been speculation Dhoni might retire after struggling in the World Cup in England, where India were knocked out in the semi-finals. Subsequently, he was left out of the squad for the limited-overs series against West Indies and South Africa. Rishabh Pant has been earmarked as Dhoni's successor, but the 22-year-old has faced flak for letting the team down with his habit of throwing away his wicket with rash shots. India selectors added Kerala wicketkeeper batsman Sanju Samson to the squad, who has played a lone T20 in 2015, to keep the pressure up on Pant ahead of next year's T20 World Cup in Australia. "We are looking at younger options after the World Cup, so you can understand our thought process," Chief Selector MSK Prasad told reporters. "We definitely had a chat with Dhoni and he also endorses our view of backing youngsters." Mumbai all-rounder Shivam Dubey earned his maiden call-up to the T20 squad with strong performances in domestic cricket. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.